draining.
Okay. What would you call the thing that you dug? Are there...
ditch.
Okay, or anything else you call it?
I'm guessing it'd be another word, but...
for draining, you know, like...
drainage ditch.
Okay.
Sorry, what
that's,
else?
That's fine. Shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream, a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. What would you call that? You know how you have like a little area, and sometimes it flows in, it's filled?
Yeah.
What would you call
basin?
Okay.
I don't really know.
All right. Deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water, and the woods are in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What would you call that?
A stream of water cut through a field?
A deep, narrow valley cut by a field. Cut by a stream of water, yeah, in the woods.
Well, does it have water in it? I mean, is it a river? Or a creek bed? Or a canyon?
It's a ravine or a gully.
Oh, okay.
Or a gully.
Yeah, a gully. Okay.
Okay, what do you call a small stream of water?
A small stream of water?
Uh-huh.
Creek?
Okay.
Stream?
Is there anything smaller than that?
I would say a creek would be the smallest.
Okay, anything between that and a river?
A river would be large.
Okay, what would you have terms for between a creek and a river? You know, any kind of water? What else would you call? Something that, you know, running water that's larger than a creek, but smaller than a river.
Probably a stream.
Okay. Anything else?
Gee, I don't think. Is there supposed to be another word?
No, it's just, you know, words here. If you don't have them, it's okay.
What are some of the other ones?
Brook? Rivulet?
Gosh, brook. I should have thought about brook, yeah.
Okay.
A brook and a stream would sort of be about the same. I guess it would just be whichever I thought of first.
Okay. Do you have any names of streams in your neighborhood?
Peace River.
Okay. Anything else?
Of course you have some brooks there. Bowlegs Creek.
Okay.
You have one. What else? That's about it right around the neighborhood. I guess there are some around Central Florida I could name, but...
Okay, now in your neighborhood's good enough. What do you call very small rise in land?
A hill.
Okay, is there anything smaller?
Horizon.
Okay. And what do you call it if it's a little larger?
Well, it depends on how much larger.
Okay. What do you call...
mound, maybe.
Have you ever heard of a knob?
No.
Okay. Or a knoll?
No. Well, maybe knoll, but never in that term.
Okay. What do you call that thing you turn to open the door?
The knob.
Okay.
The doorknob.
What do you call it if it's very large, much higher than a hill?
Much higher than a hill. A mountain?
Okay. And the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp?
Cliff.
And the plural?
Cliffs?
Mm-hmm. And what, up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call a... or between mountains,
you know. Yeah, valley?
Or something.
A pass?
Okay, I'm thinking, all right, what if you're going to cut a piece of wood, you're going to just make an indentation, what do you call that?
Notch.
Okay. And, where boats stop and which freight is unloaded, what do you call that?
Port.
Or anything else? You know, where boats...
loading dock. The boat stop.
Like, especially around the ocean. Yeah. Wharves? Pier?
Okay, wharves, pier, yeah. We use that to take the helm.
Okay. A wharf is fine.
Yeah, well, I...